back for another year here at the State Capitol, Senator. Had the first day underway now, and several bills you have already pre-filed. Let's talk about some of those that you find to be the priorities, especially.
Actually, my major priority will be the bill putting early childhood education into the foundation formula. I have two bills on that, one for all kids, all 3 and 4 year old children, and the other one's for 3 and 4 year olds that qualify for free or reduced lunches.
Similar, I would say, these bills are to what you introduced last year?
Very similar. Early childhood education is so important. If we want to do anything about the dropout rate and some of the job prospects for some of these lesser served areas, we need to give the kids a chance when they start school. They need to be prepared when they get into kindergarten.
Given the, and I know we've not heard the actual State of the State address from the governor, but he did spend a lot of time the end of last year talking about education and the want to put more money into the funding formula and get things where they should be at this stage. Do you think that will dovetail in well with this bill and maybe give it some momentum as the year progresses?
I believe so. You know, the problem with this bill is going to be the fiscal note on the thing. But as a state, we have to come to grips with that. We have to make the investment that we need in order to make an educated workforce.
Is there a reason or one you know of as to why this?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. What my bill does, it doesn't mandate that school districts have early childhood programs, but it does say that if you have one, you count those kids in the average daily attendance. So there are a lot of school districts that don't have the program. It was never a priority, and they didn't want to mandate it. This bill will incentivize a school district to develop a program and institute it. So the ones that don't do it will actually be losing out on a source of revenue.
A lot of the issues I think that were talked about, even some bills that were passed last year that may have been vetoed by the governor, look to be repeated this year. Do you look for a lot of the same themes, as it were, in 2014 as 2013?
I believe so. 2014 is going to be an election year. We'll have a couple bills come up very early in the session. People can develop a voting record so that hopefully thwart any primary that's in their district. We'll have a Second Amendment bill for, you know, right to bear arms, and we'll have a tax cut bill to give people something to bring back to their constituents, you know, and something for a platform from them to run on. Whether we get those passed before election time, who knows? But personally, I believe that the income tax bill will still be debating that in May. We'll see.
You served on a committee, an interim committee, last year that looked at Medicaid. There was a lot of testimony taken on the subject, and in the end, the biggest issue that your side of the aisle was hoping to see become a part of a final report was not. Do you think Medicaid will play a major part, an expansion, a major part of this session?
We won't have much of a discussion. I don't believe we'll have much of a discussion on it in the Senate. I believe if we get a bill, it'll come from the House. It needs to be a major discussion. It's vital, I believe, to the state of Missouri. It's a huge economic development bill. We're very short-sighted if we think we can just ignore it. We have 300,000 people in the state of Missouri that would benefit from the expansion of Medicaid. But again, this is a prime instance where politics gets in the way of good public policy. So we have to just figure out a way around it. I could be surprised. We could get something through the Senate early, but I'm not very hopeful.